Ukraine's main government building in Kyiv hit for first time, PM says. Israel destroys second high-rise as assault on Gaza City intensifies. Cable snapped before Lisbon funicular crash, investigators say. Trump says Venezuelan jets will be shot down if they endanger U.S. ships. U.S. tells Kilmar Abrego Garcia he faces deportation to Eswatini. Boko Haram kills at least 60 in overnight attack on Nigerian village. Strange noises. Heard before squatter found in house with lights, TV, and bed. Seoul holds emergency meeting after citizens detained in U.S. Hyundai raid. Russia targets WhatsApp and pushes new super app as internet blackouts grow. Sudanese villagers dig with hands to reach landslide victims. Group says man dies after suspected shark attack in Sydney. Why the world is watching RFK's fight with U.S. health agency. Judge rules ending protections for Venezuelan and Haitian migrants is unlawful. One of America's most wanted. Evaded the FBI for 21 years, only to be found in Wales. Rosenberg, what's behind Putin's uncompromising stance on Ukraine? The sunscreen scandal shocking Australia, the world's skin cancer hotspot. Three ways Epstein scandal could go for Trump. We are the troops inside Chicago's split communities as Trump vows to deploy National Guard. New Bollywood rom-com sparks debate over stereotyping. South India mourners pay tribute at public viewing of Giorgio Armani's coffin. Watch, what's in the missing minute of Epstein's jail video? No doubt, Russia will cross NATO border if Ukraine falls. Former US VP says watch, key moments from RFK Jr.'s heated Senate hearing. The hit was very hard. Eyewitness in second carriage shares video of crash moment. He doesn't follow trends, how celebrities described Armani over the years. Watch, BBC correspondent at scene of Lisbon funicular crash. Trump says India and Russia appear lost to deepest, darkest China. Hezbollah says Lebanon move on army plan is opportunity, urges Israel to commit to ceasefire. Russian gas sales to China would not harm U.S., Energy Secretary says. Oil prices settle down more than 2% after weak U.S. jobs report. I fault myself for not paying more attention, Conoco CEO tells employees facing deep job cuts. Trump supports nuclear power as it is more American than wind, solar. U.S. official says White House review of biofuel waiver plan pits farmers against refiners. Democrats will force votes on Trump import tariffs, U.S. Senate's Schumer says. Putin says foreign troops in Ukraine would be legitimate targets. EU sticks to planned Russian oil exit by 2028, energy chief says. South Korea says U.S. release of video showing workers' arrest was regrettable. Microsoft says Azure cloud service disrupted by fiber cuts in Red Sea. U.S. immigration agents arrest hundreds at Hyundai plant, mostly Koreans. U.S. SEC closes investigation of Swedbank. Fitch revises Poland's outlook to negative on weakening public finances. How AI is reshaping the APAC equity markets. BMW will return to growth in China with new all-electric series, CFO says. U.S. earnings season showed consumers feeling good. Mizuho says investing.com stocks of the week. Vietnam, August exports remain strong. Prime Minister warns of increasing inflation pressure. NVIDIA says Gain AI Act would restrict competition, likens it to AI diffusion rule. Chances of 50 BP Fed cut emerge after weak jobs report. Canada's Ivy PMI falls to three-month low in August. BAFA now sees two Fed rate cuts this year. U.S. adds fewer than expected 22,000 jobs in August amid labor market cooling. Canada's economy shed 65,500 jobs in August. Canada loses net 65,500 jobs in August. Jobless rate rises to 7.1%. Non-farm payrolls plunge, falling short of economic forecasts. Greek PM unveils tax breaks amid cost of living crisis. OPEC Plus will likely raise oil output further from October, sources say. This is when the U.S. court is likely to rule definitively on Trump tariffs.